Upwana.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area, Upwana.com. Local jobs that work.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Coronavirus concerns hitting Capitol Hill.
Both Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar announced they will self-quarantine after coming into contact with someone infected with the virus. The two men say they interacted with an infected person at CPAC. That's that conservative conference that happened roughly a week ago. Neither lawmakers say they are showing symptoms.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden vying for votes ahead of primaries tomorrow. Their focus today.
Michigan with its 125 delegates up for grabs. Other states with contests include Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington State.
Fox's Todd Pyro and police in Atlanta say a fight over a parking spot led to a fatal shooting of a man outside a mall Sunday. Four suspects took off in their vehicle, but police say they were involved in a crash and one was captured. America's listening to Fox News.
There's a brand new way you can say hello, replacing a handshake. You see your bros. You won't touch any skin. You won't spread a disease. Protected by your shirt and sanitary sleeves. Just bump your arms. Don't give them your hand. The corona pandemic plan. So let's bump our elbows.
We're saying hi.
So let's bump our elbows.
We'll be touching.
News Talk 93.1 FM. We got the extinguisher out. We're trying to put out a little fire here, so we're working on that. Let's go straight to Rich Thomas, who's returned from a refreshing weekend, ready to go.
What a beautiful weekend it was, and what a spectacular full moon it is this morning. If you haven't looked out, it is the full warm moon. Sunrise will be at 7:02 on the new reality. Welcome to daylight saving time. And the moon set will be in the west at 7:15. So you got one bright object coming up in the east and another bright object going down in the west. Meanwhile, look for a warmer day today. I think we're up to about 74 for a high temperature. Clouds increase, becoming breezy. Dry this evening if you have plans. Chance of showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 57. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. At least 73 tomorrow, maybe mid-70s on Wednesday. It's going to be a very spring-like week. You know, it's not going to rain all the time. There's just going to be periods of showers and thunderstorms. Thursday and Friday, we're in the upper 70s. Risk of some showers here and there. Saturday, up near 80. Slight chance of showers. You get the idea. So the mention of showers is in the forecast every day, but if somebody says, Rich Thomas says it's going to rain all week. No, Rich Thomas did not say that. Right now, this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 47 with clear skies and that full moon, 6:07.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Oh, my God, what time is it?
What time is it?
What time is it?
An hour late.
Nearly an hour late. Do I need to time-explain clock reading to you?
Did you forget?
You set your watch the wrong way.
You didn't set your watch forward.
This daylight savings thing is trash. I feel like I'm hungover and I didn't even drink.
Oh, I hate Mondays.
Especially during daylight savings time.
The show must go on.
Showtime.
We're still a few seconds catching up on some situations here.
Is that because of the time change?
No, actually, I feel great this morning. This is weird.
I had no problem yesterday with the time change, but I thought it would catch up with me. It is weird that the sun is going to rise at 7:02, huh?
That is different, yes. Yeah. So we stay in the dark just a little bit longer, I think. The story over the weekend, and I posted a couple of things on Facebook to this point, is Corona crazy.
You know what? So it's affecting all of our lives. A lot of big events, big concert events, big outdoor events being canceled. I had a weather conference canceled. The NCAA is talking about having March Madness with nobody in the stands. And that's only the start. This is only the start. I'm not worried about the coronavirus. I'm worried about the hysteria around the coronavirus.
Here's a good example from Australia.
Over to
I mean, I could play more of that.
Over toilet paper?
Toilet paper. The hell's wrong with people? Here's what you should do.
Losing one's mind in the Costco line defies all explanation. Quilted Charmin and water bottles stacked high in your Walmart wagon. Explain to me all the TP, it's coronavirus. nation. It's easy, man, just wash your hands. It's coronavirus, stay calm. If you got a fever and a cough and your body it is aching, stay at home, don't spread it at work, even though you probably hate.
Stay calm.
Oh, man. Hey, you see how people are greeting each other now? No longer the handshake or the bump.
Yeah, we have a song for that today, too.
It's the elbow and the butt, too.
I just don't recall this during the H1N1. We didn't even get worried about it until a million people have been infected.
Jeez.
And I don't recall them shutting down sporting events. This is nuts.
Hey, what was the sporting event? Oh, it was Baltimore, the baseball game.
That's because...
Because of the riots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where there was nobody in the stands.
By the way, the mayor that encouraged the rioting is about to begin her 3-year prison sentence.
Oh.
For, sort of laundering money. There's apparently a lot of politicians have found it convenient to use a publisher to write a phony book and then launder money back into their pockets. So she got caught doing that. So she'll be doing 3 years. I guess they gave her room to, commit crimes, except she got to pay. Unbelievable what's happening. At 6:11, when you are looking for things to keep yourself well, I know that Mike Vinson, the president of Adams Drugs, came to the station to address specifically a concern that people are expressing at box store pharmacies, which is incredibly long waits, an absolute lack of time on behalf of counter staff and pharmacists to spend time consulting patients. Your health is important. Why not give a place that's local, that really goes the extra mile to make sure that your customer service experience is top-notch? And I feel like I have my own personal pharmacist, just like I do a doctor or dentist or anything else, and that's Lamar White at the Adams Drugs on Vaughn Road east of Taylor. They're just fantastic. They have a state-of-the-art computer system, so it takes 2 minutes, if that's what's holding you back, to get your insurance information in the system and to process your prescriptions. And they're the folks that will take the time to fight for every saving they can find on your prescriptions when it comes to copay. Give them a chance. It's like the Cheers bar. Everybody knows your name. At Adams Drugs, go to adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. Your local news, and then the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in the case. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November 2018, and now her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:15. Daylight Savings Time.
Studies show that if you drive an expensive car, you're probably a jerk.
No!
Owners of luxury vehicles are less likely to stop to allow pedestrians to cross the road.
Really?
Because expensive car owners feel a sense of superiority over other road users.
Wow!
High-status vehicle drivers tend to be argumentative, stubborn, and disagreeable.
No!
They break traffic regulations more frequently than drivers of mid-price models.
Really?
And drivers of luxury vehicles made in Germany tend to be the worst offenders.
Wow!
And if this information comes as no shock, you most likely drive an 08 Toyota Camry.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This shocked me. I mean, we've seen things make a comeback. Vinyl.
Yeah.
Is outselling
CD.
Not downloads, but it's selling CD. But thanks to hipsters, the VHS tape is making a comeback.
Oh, be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
No need for that.
Looking for video cassettes?
I bought a great VCR at Walmart. Now I'm back for some good tape.
Great electronics deserve the best accessories, and Walmart has them all at low prices every day. Record up to 6 hours on T120 VHS cassettes from Polaroid or Sony. Two for only $9 every day.
Wow. I can record a lot of programs at these prices.
Yeah.
I'm buying.
What kind?
Electronics at Walmart. When you're ready to buy.
Pretty crappy in the 6 hour mode, let me tell you.
Man, boy. There's an old video of Gorshin? Is it Gorshin? The guy who played the Riddler.
Yeah.
Frank Gorshin. Yeah.
And he's doing it. It is about 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
And he explains It's like, so you've just bought your first VCR.
Oh, no.
And he's going through talking about, here's all the things it can do. And
yeah. Let's find it and play it.
It's rather long.
And he used 20
and he does some of his impressions as well. He's a very good impressionist.
And we all remember, and I'll be very, I'll tiptoe through this, making copies and then how you lose quality.
Yeah.
And, you know, that person now looks green.
And that ever-valuable piece of tape over the back end.
Yes, I've done that. And I have an entire movie that really looks just like a moving shirt. Rich mentioned the moon, says Mr. Brittlebuttle, so I went out to the backyard to see it and missed the forecast. I'm sure it will rain in the next few days, though, says Nostradamus.
Oh, my gosh. She needs an app because she's very, very accurate.
Yeah, we should have the Nostradamus app anytime now. Yeah, that's always a sure sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somewhere today we will find time to tell you about Joey Chestnut eating 32 Big Macs.
Wait a minute, is he the hot dog guy?
Yeah, the competitive eater.
Thin as a rail, by the way.
Yeah.
32, that's 15 pounds plus. A Big Macs.
Well, that's a lot of calories.
I love a Big Mac. One's enough.
650 calories.
And I'm not exactly what you call anorexic. Real thin. All right, 621 will continue coverage of the panicking coronavirus and so forth. In the meantime, spring break is beginning in a lot of schools. A lot of folks have a few days travel planned. Protect that time you've worked so hard to take off by making sure your car gets seen by the folks at Don Duncan before you head out. We've got three locations, anybody in Prattville or Millbrook, very close to Highway 14 there. And if you need a ride back, if you don't have time to wait for your car, drop it off and they'll get you to your next stop. Same thing downtown. If you work downtown for the government or one of the law offices, whatever, they can take you to your work and get you back with your car when it's ready. And from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, master technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, rolling inspections on tires. They check all the important fluid levels to make sure those are good, no leaks in the hoses. So when you head out, you have been checked out by the very best. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, overstocks on Kelly and Goodyear tires. Real wholesale pricing on all major name brands with Don Duncan. We're going to check traffic at 6:22 and come back with a timeline for March the 9th with Sneezy in just a
minute. It's the coronavirus.
Oh, okay. All right, shake my hand, would you? And we all may as well get it.
Come over here and lick this.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All in all, we're doing pretty well this morning. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. The boulevard, not looking too bad. A lot of green lights, very little congestion at this time. We are seeing a lot of inbound traffic on Highway 331 this morning, Wetumpka Highway. Some congestion at the Eastern Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway intersection. And that's really about it so far. Buckle up, drive carefully. For those of you that have business up in Emerald Mountain today, toll bridge still closed. I think a lot of the people that live up their way already know, but hey, got to use an alternate route. Dozier Road is still flooded. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. Getting rid of this stupid idea would get someone a lot of votes. Hint, hint.
By the way, the moon's set. The western sky is beautiful. Go take a look at it.
No.
Have it your way. With a timeline for March the 9th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
69th day of the year, 297 days left. By the way, the moon set will be at... sunrise at 7:02, moonset at 7:15. Today is National Napping Day, and I'd love to take one right now. It's National Meatball Day. Love me some meatballs.
I could get that some morning.
Yeah, I love meatballs. I just can't get enough of them. 188 years ago, it was 1832 when an Illinois lawyer ran for his first public office, but he lost. He later lost four more times while running for Congress and the Senate. The loser we're talking about is...
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, you're right. On this date in 1861, the Confederate Congress meet in Montgomery, Alabama. They authorized the issuing of paper currency in the form of interest-bearing notes, originally printed by a New York firm, the National Bank Note Company. 1862, the most famous naval battle, or one of them, in American history occurs. Two ironclads, the USS Monitor and the CSS Virginia, fight to a draw off of Hampton Roads, Virginia. They pounded each other all morning, but the things bounced off the armor plates. Anyway, that was that. On this date in 1945, U.S. warplanes launch a new bombing offensive against Japan, dropping 2,000 tons of incendiary bombs over Tokyo over the course of the next 48 hours. 16 square miles in the Japanese capital was just completely incinerated. Between 80,000 and 130,000 Japanese civilians killed. Worst firestorm in recorded history. That's a lovely note. On this date in 1959, Barbie first appeared in toy stores on the shelves. Over 1 billion have been sold. It was estimated that if Barbie was an actual woman, her measurements would be 36, 18, 33. There are now different Barbies with more realistic body types.
I have one of them right here.
Oh?
You have time?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got a Barbie? Yes? Yeah. Sure.
Introducing the Trailer Trash Barbie. Now, every girl can live the fantasy of ignorance and poverty with her special trailer park friend. Every Trailer Trash Barbie comes complete with two packs of Marlboro Lights for Barbie smoking pipe, a bottle of drugstore brand scotch to refresh Barbie during her busy day of bitching, stinking, and watching TV. Trailer Trash Barbie comes with platinum blonde hair with black roots showing, blue eyeshadow, and cocoa beige colored teeth. Plus, a miracle old procreation button. Press button on Barbie's back and she's pregnant again. There's also a possible Barbie can stand to 11 phrases, including...
Oh, damn, constipation again. Cigarettes.
And more. Barbie Double Wide Dream Trailer with stained carpet, broken steps, and black and white TV sold separately. And coming soon, Abusive Boyfriend Ken with Sour Milk Breath.
Abusive Boyfriend.
Sour Milk Breath.
That's just like they press the button in her back and she's pregnant again.
On this date in 66, Beach Boys start recording the Brian Wilson and Tony Asher pen song, God Only Knows.
Oh, what a great song.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Tony Asher had been writing these little 30-second commercials, and he got together with Brian, and they came up with some incredible words.
Was that the A side of the single? Or
that's
the
A side.
The B side was Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Yeah.
You're right.
God, it's good.
In the early morning hours this morning, I listened to all of Pet Sounds.
Oh, did you? Yeah. This morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, nice.
Now... our song of the day from one of the last two living Beatles, Richard Starkey. That would be Ringo. Number one on the charts in 74. You're 16. You're beautiful. But you are so damn illegal.
Come on like a dream. Beaches and dreams. It's like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful.
So damn illegal.
You're all ribbons and curls.
my, my, my. Don't tell your mama.
Out of here. You're my baby. You're my pet. You're beautiful.
And now I'm in jail. Okay, 24 years ago, 1981, Dan Rather debuts on the as anchorman of the CBS Evening News. What is the frequency, Kenneth? 24 years ago, in 96, George Byrne died. He had just turned 100 a few weeks earlier.
You know how I found out about him dying? Because I did watch that when he turned 100. I watched that special.
Mm-hmm.
I had dozed off, and I woke up, I had A&E on, and they were showing a George Burns special of some kind. And I said, God, he must have died or something, because this wasn't scheduled.
Right.
Sure enough, at the very end, they put up...
Huh. You know, the London Palladium booked him, I think, when he was 90 for the 100th.
Wow.
That's interesting. 23 years ago in 1997, the notorious B.I.G. was shot to death. By sitting in the passenger seat of a Suburban at a Soul Train Awards. Shot and killed. He was only 24. Wow. Bow Wow is 33. Emmanuel, his real name, by the way, is Shad Moss. Yeah, thank you. Do you have a Bailey Bark? I could use a Bailey Bark right now. Is there a Bailey Bark still in there?
Hang on 1 second.
There's a Bailey Bark one here. Bailey Bark this morning. Oh, my gosh. It'll be a week. It'll be a month Saturday. Emmanuel Lewis Webster is 49. Brian Bosworth is 55. Cato Catlin is 61, the former tenant in OJ's guest house. What kind of a boom did you hear, Cato? Jeffrey Osborne is 72. Charles Gibson, ABC, Good Morning America, 77. Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere and the Raiders. How old is Mark Lindsay?
We saw him with the Happy Together.
We did.
So I think he was 76 or so, about 79.
He's 78. You're really good at that. I'm terrible at that stuff. Mickey Gilley is 84. We're 8 days away from St. Patrick's Day. Can you hear that accent?
That's very good.
Thank you. 10 days until spring. Easter in 32 days, the Biscuits home opener in 36 days, and we are 73 days until Memorial Day weekend. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich.
It's the richest kind. All right. Keep Trash coming up. At least one person of note is self-quarantining because of Corona. I did put a thing on Facebook today, by the way, for perspective. And I've read some great blogs. I'm trying to post stuff that will calm people the heck down.
Wish you could calm down the markets. The Asian markets went crazy overnight.
Well, now there are signs that it's starting to level off in China. That may help. Oh, and there's a story about little Greta. An Italian politician at the UN said, go back to school. And, well, thanks. When is this new computer going to come in that won't restrict
me? It's got a virus.
I've been waiting. Management said I could have it.
Yeah. And Alan is aware of it.
And you're the closest thing to a management we have here.
That's right. I know. You're the operations manager. And you're the real big shot when Rick's out of town.
I'm not cracking the whip on Alan.
No. I couldn't do it either. Somebody around here has to say,
the time has come for someone to put his foot down.
And that foot?
And that foot is me.
Shop Wiser by Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. You're going to save the minute you walk in the door because everything in Kaiser is marked down. And when I mean everything, I'm talking about 60,000 square feet of everything. And when they ring up your sale, like they did ours, it was nice to pay only 8.25% sales tax because they're just beyond the 10% tentacles. The 10% tentacles of Montgomery's taxes. So you save that way as well. Plus, if you qualify, you can open a Synchrony bank account and you can do a little more without having to worry about paying the price for guilt with interest. Stella's our point person there. Whatever you're interested in seeing, let her know, and they will guide you to a focus visit if that's what you'd like. You're going to have abundant options no matter what type or style of furniture you like. At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Wire. Highway, not wire. Shop wire. I have the corona stutters.
Keep the car on the wire, honey.
Yeah. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. Stella, please tell Stella that I told you to go there, but don't tell her I just had that little moment.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Beautiful weekend it was, just sensational on every level, and we're enjoying that full moon out there this morning. Today will be a warmer day. I think we're up to about 74. We're dry. Clouds on the increase. It will become breezy later on. If you have evening plans, we're dry. I think the chance of showers comes in, let's say, the wee hours of the morning, maybe, you know, 4 a.m.-ish, something like that. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow on Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. 73 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday. We'll be in the upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Risk of showers from time to time. And Saturday's high near 80. Slight chance of showers then. So, yeah, the mention of rain is in the forecast every day, but you'll be surprised at how many dry hours there will be this week as opposed to, let's say, last week. Right now this morning, east winds at 5, clear skies, full moon, 47, 636.
All right, before we hit the traffic dungeon, our topic on TV, which is about 2-3 minutes away, are you a real traveler or just an annoying tourist? We'll give you some things to ponder when we come back with that. Right now at 637, Eastern Daylight Fake Time, is, you know, because our bodies are saying it's 5:36, right?
Right.
Yeah, still. Right. Let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are beginning to see a little congestion now on Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison Avenue in downtown. It is building, as well as the East South Boulevard, getting busy at all of the lights there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic now through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates. We're also seeing a little bit of inbound traffic on 331 and Troy Highway this morning. All in all, we're still just a little bit early, but the big push is coming. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Coronavirus concerns hitting Capitol Hill.
Both Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar announced they will self-quarantine after coming into contact with someone infected with the virus. The two men say they interacted with an infected person at CPAC. That's that conservative conference that happened roughly a week ago. Neither lawmakers say they are showing symptoms.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden vying for votes ahead of primaries tomorrow. Their focus today.
Michigan with its 125 delegates up for grabs. Other states with contests include Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington State.
Fox's Todd Pyro and police in Atlanta say a fight over a parking spot led to a fatal shooting of a man outside a mall Sunday. Four suspects took off in their vehicle, but police say they were involved in a crash and one was captured. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm old, so when I become president, I have to think about the state of the country when I finally go to that Oval Office in the sky. And that's why I'm going to get a White House reverse mortgage.
A White House reverse mortgage can help you balance your budget.
With a White House reverse mortgage, I can secure America's financial future. Look, maybe you think it's a bunch of malarkey, but that's what Fonzie said in the commercial, and he ain't no lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Experts are standing by now to buy the executive mansion right out from underneath you.
White House reverse mortgage. The White House has got to be worth something, right? Trump can't run all of his buildings into the ground.
It's showtime.
at 6:39, waiting to make our television connection.
Hi.
All about being a real traveler,
right?
Just annoying. I've been by.
Like, take their mass transit. Like, I love the Washington Metro, and stuff like that. And then sometimes tourists know more about the city than the locals because they don't go to. You know.
And people study ahead. You know, there's so many ways to look at a town now before you actually get.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Are you a real traveler or just a tourist?
A survey found the top signs you're not just an annoying tourist are you try the local food, you avoid all the tourist traps, you use mass transportation, not just Uber.
Whatever, if I'm traveling, I'm a tourist, whatever, doesn't matter. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I just need vacation.
Good morning.
I don't care if I do any of these things.
I love when people say, I went to the... Went down to the coast this weekend. Oh, great. He said, we had some fantastic seafood. Oh, great. Where did you eat? It was Red Lobster. What?
Oh, yes. Those are the worst.
I mean, come on.
You know that McDonald's fish sandwich.
Yeah. I had a great filet of fish.
I went to Chicago for some deep dish pizza.
From Domino's.
You know what? I have a lot of lists. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but I grew up in Chicago and worked there.
You did?
Yes, me. And
why
also
is this
Miami.
Just coming out?
My listeners will often call and say, hey, can you give me a scoop? Back to you.
Go ahead. Jeez. You sensitive this morning?
It's the time change.
No. Go ahead. You're in Chicago.
You're in Chicago.
Well, first of all.
You had me at Chicago. Go ahead.
The deep dish pizza joints downtown are a ripoff. They are they're not that great. So I tell people to avoid those, and I give them the names of neighborhood places that are
right, the
really
real deal.
Better.
Yeah.
And
off the beaten path.
Yeah, and quick takes on places to avoid and how to get to like Wrigley Field or places that they may have heard of, you know. And I always recommend the zoo.
And as far as points of attraction, like for instance, in Montgomery, Alabama, we have a lot of points of attraction. This is a very historic town.
Sometimes, I can just see that we are now stopping in front of Rich Thomas's house. Now,
sometimes the tourists know more about a town than the people who live there. They go, oh, I've never been to that.
Well, you know they do those walking tours that you can, you know, watch
love
on
those.
TV. You can see a city inside out before you actually set foot in it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I did do the...
You got to be careful about giving away all the local spots to the tourists, because then they're not local anymore.
Yeah.
I really enjoy hiking, and my older brother and I, when I was in college, we were hiking in the Linville Gorge back home, and there's this kind of secret-ish spot that we really like going to.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we were hiking, and someone asked us, like, oh, how do you get to the chimneys? We both looked at each other, pointed in the wrong direction, and sent them on their way, because we didn't want them to...
I tell you about... Are you talking about...
Find our spot.
Are you talking about Mount Chimney Tops in Tennessee?
No. So this is in North Carolina.
Oh, I got you.
Well, that's where it is.
So... secrets out about that place.
The Chimney Top Mountains.
Apparently somebody still was able to find
it. I mean, not to ask him how to get to the hospital.
Well, that was karma, because you told those people the wrong way, and that's why you had to beg those people to
get off the rock.
Exactly.
But does anybody else study and learn about a city like I do? I just go crazy before I get there. You know, like a major American city. I mean, I know more than the locals when I get there.
I did most of that kind of traveling before we had
Googled,
the internet.
Best margaritas in town.
But
I hear you.
I was one of those people
who
that...
Extended happy hour.
I was one of those people that went
and slap out. Exactly. That's what I look for.
Yeah.
I was one of those people that went to London. This is in the late 80s. We were doing a broadcast from there. The food was putrid. Yeah. And I did go to McDonald's there, not because I wasn't willing. I just didn't like anything. They're very bland food.
It is bland. Yeah.
Maybe it's changed.
Yeah. All right.
But sometimes it is fun to be a tourist in your city to
That's
to look
a great
at your
idea.
City. From the eyes of someone who's never been there, hit up all the hot spots, see if you go there regularly.
You realize this is why I don't go there regularly.
There's a really good bed and breakfast downtown that would make you feel like a tourist in your own city.
You mean here?
Yes. Yeah. I wish you could remember the name of it, but it's,
I had no idea.
It's downtown, just to the west of all the big buildings.
And we're out of time without another word
don't
from
give
Jay.
Don't give it away, then. I was going to say, you have to. We'll have to have this talk another time, because we've already gotten the signal to wrap, so we'll have to...
All right, be quiet, Jay.
Tomorrow.
Be quiet now.
Oh, he is here.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. Like no rising sun, it's a setting moon on this Monday morning.
Okay. All right, now we're disconnecting and unplugging. That was fun.
Yeah.
But, gosh, Rich, trying to get a word in edgewise around Jay.
I'm sorry. I don't like, I said that one thing about the Chicago, whatever, but.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like to interrupt. And, I mean, how many? There's six of us. So getting a word in.
Plus with a delay, which makes it a little tricky.
We should have a secret system so we can signal each other. I suggest we hit each other in the head with a pipe. We need to, so we know.
That'll be a real secret.
Yeah. Speaking of getting hit in the head with a pipe, Three Stooges now, 2 hours on Saturday afternoons, 5 to 7 on MeTV. Just thought I'd mention that. 646, back with the Cheap and Trashy, and a tribute to Joey Chestnut, who actually ate 32 Big Macs in one sitting to set a record.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal. Your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come to McDonald's for the Joey Chestnut Meal, where you must eat 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm shoving it.
It's a filling meal that weighs 15.36 pounds.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. That's gluttony.
And only 18,016 calories.
Ba, 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 ba. A heart attack.
It's the Joey Chestnut Meal. Get it today, and tomorrow it'll turn into a crappy meal.
Ba, 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 ba. The toilet's clogged.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Now, all the big Cheap and Trash news coming up. Over the weekend, I was getting organized because I'm going away, and I came across an envelope. A red envelope with some names. And these names are on the back of, on the envelope of a birthday card, and I bumped into all these women at the City Grill one night, so I thought I'd say hi one more time. I did the next day. So, good morning to Diane Howard, Jenny Campbell, Stephanie Croft, Christina Butter, Deborah Miller. Does that say Algie? Algie McCurvy? McCurvy? Carol Brown, Marsha, Allison, Tammy Teague, Linnell Pregno, and Cecilia Howell. Good morning to all of you. And now, it was Algie's birthday, way back when.
Oh, very nice. I'm sure there's somebody you've made somebody's day, as more than one.
To the latest crap from Hollywood. Got to get a Corona thing in here, right? Ted Cruz briefly interacted and shook hands with somebody who was later diagnosed with COVID-19. He's showing no symptoms, doing it as a precaution. And we have another actress, Keira Knightley, who says she will not do nude scenes because she has had kids. But guess what? One day those kids will be able to go to Redbox or Amazon Prime. That's the thing. I don't know if I'd like my kids doing that. A minor league team thought it would be a good idea to do an O.J. Simpson murder trial night. The Charleston River Dogs, that's my buddy. And the team is calling, I believe, with Bill Murray, Mike Vec. They're affiliated with the New York Yankees, and they're having a fun promotional night this season called the O.J. Simpson Murder Trial Night. The plan was to have fans act like a jury and vote on various orange juice-related topics through the night, like, do you prefer pulp or no pulp? They also said fans would get a free O.J. trial shirt when they showed up. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the trial, and that's why it was on their radar, but they've already canceled after some major backlash. Like, from who? I mean, it's kind of tasteless, but gee whiz. Basically, most of the feedback was insensitivity to the victims, not because we love O.J. and we believe he's innocent, even though there's still a few nitwits here and there that may believe that. Onward won the box office, but it fell short of expectations. A lot of movies are falling short of expectations. Well, Invisible Man was number two, and The Way Back was number three with only $8.5 million.
It just occurred to me that the theater business might go down too. People are just staying away.
The Asian markets, where they can also make a lot of money, mm-hmm. is having issues. It's one of the reasons they've delayed that James Bond film to November, was because the Asian market they've closed their theaters.
Yeah.
They've closed their countries.
Yeah. All theaters in China were closed.
I saw something this morning, though, that they feel like it's about to bottom out.
Well, in China, the cases have leveled off. In other words, around the world, cases are increasing, but in China, the cases are now decreasing. So it's kind of a good sign in that regard, that maybe...
But the fatality rate from this is no different than any other flu, and this has been happening since time immemorial. It's the globalist gang. Listen to QAnon.
Yeah. Will the cruise, business ever come back after coronavirus?
Well, I think it will. I'll tell you what. I'll make a bet. 2 months, this will be a distant memory. We live in that world. A Beauty and the Beast prequel about Gaston is on the way. I was looking at the TV reminders for tonight. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading the same thing 10 years ago. The Bachelor, The Voice. That's the big deal. And the conclusions, Jay, of the McMillions documentary on HBO.
Yeah, that's tonight.
I got a few to catch up on.
Steve. There was a slight Montgomery connection. Very small.
Oh, yeah?
One of the people involved with this thing was due to be sent. He was in Florida, but he was due to be sent to Montgomery to... he was gonna be in prison here or jail here, whatever.
Is that right?
That's where he was going to be, and he skipped town, whatever.
Because Maxwell has one of those easy federal prisons.
I've had many fantasies about politicians I despise cutting the shrubs on the golf course. Steve Perry is getting seriously paid, even though he's not with Journey. When he left the band, he cut himself a darn good deal. In the first two tours without him, he got 50% of what Neil Schon or Jonathan Cain made, whichever was higher. He got 25% for their third tour. And every time Journey tours, yep. he gets 12.5%.
Is that right?
If they go out and do a $1 million gross, which is easily done these days.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
He gets $125,000.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. He was certainly a big reason why they became popular. Dolly Parton is 74 years old, and she wants to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. She told 60 Minutes Australia, not our 60 Minutes, but the one down under, she wanted to be on the cover of Playboy again. I don't think she actually did anything nude, though, in the first one.
No. I had a picture where she's standing next to me and she's hugging me.
I have one too.
Up in Nashville at a at a Dolly Parton at an RCA
actually,
event.
It's kind of a group photo, and she looks great.
Yeah.
The rest of us look like death because that was the night, you know.
Yeah.
Pardon me, that infamous story.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ben Affleck has found another squeeze, and this after his sweet ex, Jennifer Garner, got him in that movie that's bombing at the box office. Paul McCartney's handwritten Hey Jude lyrics and a baseball autographed by all four Beatles being auctioned off.
Major League Baseball threatening to maybe not do autographs anymore this, because of the coronavirus. That's one, just one of the things going on.
Why don't we just all lock ourselves in a room for a month until it goes away? I wonder if there's more infections in Florida than there are here. Is anybody in Alabama got it?
Not so far. We're not. We haven't been lit up yet on the state map.
Well, I'm going to go, but they may not let me come back.
Oh, my gosh.
There's more corona crap all over. Later in the show right now. Here's Jay.
Hey, it's Jay, and I wanted to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Everybody at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, great bunch of folks. And really, it's not... This kind of feels like a family business. It's you know, there's not a lot of people there that you know, that you have to, you're going to get to know the people who work there, because you know, it's a small staff. They all know each other, and they all want to know you as well, and they all want to make you feel better. You can go online to see everything they have to offer and to kind of get to know them as well. MillbrookChiropractor.com. Go there, MillbrookChiropractor.com. You can find the phone number, 285-8483. You can find the exact location of where they are in Millbrook. You can send in questions if you have any of those. You can check the insurance that's available. You can fill out new patient forms. You can make an appointment. All online at MillbrookChiropractor.com. They want to make you feel better. If you're waking up and you're feeling stiff, or you're feeling just out of sorts with you know, your muscles, something just doesn't move right, don't wait on it. Make an appointment. Get it looked at. It may go away, but then it may come back again. It may be something that they can see is a real issue and get that fixed permanently for you. Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go online to MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Thank you, Jay. It's 6:57. He's getting ready for Random Facts next hour. I still don't have the convoluted intro ready, but I'll come up with something really great, and that'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz and some great specials at food. I was over there yesterday, man. It's unbelievable. 6:57, one visit with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways. With Wetumpka Highway and Redland Road, we got some congestion there this morning, as well as the East Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Atlanta Highway. A lot of inbound traffic. East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway, Baptist and Norman Bridge, very busy this morning at those intersections. Atlanta Highway to Madison into downtown is building moderate traffic there, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery got moderate traffic, but no accidents into us to report to you at this time. Remember, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this morning. Dozier Road still flooded. Haynes Ambulance serves central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.